In Victoria, the Premier is warning the clean-up bill for the bushfire devastation in the East Gippsland and Alpine regions will reach hundreds of millions of dollars. More than 100 homes have been destroyed, but authorities say it could be some time before the full extent of the damage becomes clear. Tim Skelton reports.
The dozens of fires burning in Victoria's East Gippsland and Alpine regions flared in high temperatures and strong winds. Hundreds of people were evacuated from Corryong in the state's north, including Lynn Bennett's.
There was just a big circle of burnt all around Corryong, stretched for miles. Dead animals, they got caught in fences, they couldn't get out. Owners left without opening gates. It was a bit, really pretty sad. Yeah, it was pretty horrific.
The town of Omeo in East Gippsland came under threat, but a sudden wind change saved it from the full force of the fire front, allowing residents to be airlifted to safety. East Gippsland Incident Controller Andy Gillam says good preparation across the region meant authorities' worst fears weren't realised.
We didn't suffer the asset loss that we were expecting. So in one sense, having the communities prepared for that bad weather and having the communities who self-evacuated, that message was strong enough that those people got out of the way of those dangerous fires.
More than 1,000 people were evacuated by sea from bushfire-ravaged Mallacoota. Clearing conditions on Sunday meant many more were airlifted from the town, and HMAS Adelaide is on standby for more sea evacuations. The Premier Daniel Andrews has announced that the government will contribute $2 million to a fund that's been set up to provide relief for bushfire-affected communities.
I don't want to appear harsh in any way, but we don't need any more clothes, we don't need any more food, we don't need any more trucks on our roads, we don't have the warehouse capacity, the people or the time.
He says the fund will be overseen by former Deputy Premier Pat McNamara, who chaired the fund set up in the wake of the Black Saturday fires.
What those families need most and what the agencies have asked me to convey to the Victorian community, cash to the fund is the best way that you can contribute to support those who are doing it really tough.
A cool change swept through the state on Sunday, bringing cooler temperatures and a slight reprieve for those fighting to defend their communities. But Victoria's Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says the reprieve is temporary.
There are two ways these fires go out. One is they burn themselves out, just keep burning and burning through the bush and into New South Wales. Secondly, if we were to receive about 200 millimetres of rainfall in a very short period, over a few day period, that would have a significant impact. That is not on the horizon.
Another spike in fire conditions is expected later this week.
Tim Skelton reporting.